2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday. Scott Mitchell, to my right. I'm Alex Geary. The crowd goes wild. So much good stuff going on in the world of sports these days, and we hope that you're participating in some form or fashion. 705 Cut, let's get to some of the biggest stories of the week. Scott, you okay with that? Is that where we should start?
I'd love it. Yes, let's go. Come on.
Let's do it.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. You might be thinking to yourself, where's Devin Cafusi for the Players Club? This week, shifting Devin's schedule just a little bit because of some travel. I think we got to be fluid like that, Scott, for these millennials, man. Wait, is he a millennial? I don't even think. I think he's whatever the next one is.
Yeah.
Is that Generation Next? Is that a Pepsi? Is that a Pepsi thing? I don't know what that is.
Oops, I did it again.
Either way, Devin's going to be gracious enough to join us tomorrow.
Yeah,
for
what are they these days?
I don't know. It's either a letter or a number. Gen something. We've run out of letters. We started way too late in the alphabet, so we're going to have to wrap it back around. It's like ordering at the deli.
What are you?
I'm technically a millennial. Isn't that weird?
Are you really a millennial? Oh, that explains a lot of stuff.
Well, come on.
What do you think I am?
I'm just a baby boomer.
I'm the generation after the boomers.
Gen X.
I'm a Gen X.
I can't remember which one's
I'm an X.
Either way, send Scott a text and
how do you go from letters to millennial?
I don't know because I think we were that weird. I think our group was that weird. So here's what we're gonna do. Speaking of guys who have to deal with the new generation of folks and with the and with all of these Gen Xers or Gen Yers or whatever we want to call them. Kyle Whittingham has got quite the week dealing with walking up to San Diego State after a lot of the mistakes that the Utes made. A very un-Ute-like performance against BYU on Saturday. Kyle Whittingham moved right on, talking about San Diego State, of course, as they go down to San Diego this weekend. Here's what he had to say about coming back from that loss and getting better this week.
They handled Arizona with no problem at all. I mean, it was not even a contest. And so it was impressive to watch that tape and see how they operate. They got three good backs. They got a quarterback who does a great job running that offense. They got a couple tight ends that they really like. And they got some wide receivers that are playmakers. And the offensive line is physical. We're going to see every bit as physical an O-line this week as we did last week, which means we got to rise up and, play much better.
I think you're going to see a very different Ute team down in San Diego State than this last week.
I mean, part of this is he's like, I thought my team was ready, and they did not show up last week. Emotionally, they didn't fight. They just didn't play like a team that's normally the Utah mantra. But I'm sure Kyle Whittingham is very nervous in that Weber State actually moved them on the ball on Utah. I mean, there were times when Weber State marched down the field very, very similar to what happened with BYU. And these were long drives. I mean, 11, 14, 14-play drives.
Yeah.
And it was consistently happening during the game. And Utah defensively just could not find a way to get off the field consistently against BYU.
Well, here was what he did say about that, some of the miscues and some of the defensive problems that they had against BYU down in Provo.
Two different issues. On offense, our main issue was mental mistakes. We didn't get beat physically. You know, we blew assignments way too often on offense, particularly up front. Defense was the opposite. We were assignment sound, but we just got physically moved around and worn out.
That's a
yeah. I think there was some unassignment sound too, though, on the defense.
Some
as
things
well.
That they
yeah.
missed as well. Well, certainly.
So okay.
What do you tell these kids?
Well, no, it's I'm still hung up on
Scott. You got to move on to San Diego State.
No, I can't. I this still is bugging me.
What's
bugging me about it is how do you have 10 days, and how do you have all these missed assignments? Because one of the things that really jumped out at me in the first game was how efficient Utah was. Like they didn't have miscues. They didn't have a lot of issues happening. They didn't forget things. And the more I've thought about this, and number one, Utah's a young team. Okay, they're a young team, but I think the crowd got to them. I think the bigness of the game actually got to them. I think that had more of an impact on this game than anything else. So when you're young and you get nervous, what do? You tense up. And I just saw a lot of tenseness by this Utah football team. It reminds me of 2018 when Utah lost its first two regular season contests. And you just go, oh, the season's over with. Like, they look so bad. And then all of a sudden they go to Stanford and they win at Stanford, and it really just turned everything around.
And Stanford was what they were like 17th, I think.
Stanford was really good.
And they were
yes.
good.
And so much
then
of
you're
it,
like then there's this thing about like, well, we know what we got now. We know we have the talent there.
Right.
We have those pieces, and we just hadn't put it all together in those first two games.
I think this team's better than that one across the board. There's more talent offensively.
Well, that should
and
be
there's more talent defensively too. I mean, or you look at the roster and you go across and you just go, this is a pretty darn talented team here. So but Utah typically starts slow. They just do. And it just takes some time to really kind of figure this out and really kind of, you know, get it rolling. So I think folks need not to necessarily, you know, panic at this point. I think Coach Whittingham
said that in the same breath that you were just like talking about how you're still hung up on that BYU loss. Come on. Hey, look,
well, I'm hung up on it because I don't understand it. And then as I think through it, I'm like, you know what? The problem is they choked.
Now, San Diego State is an even more run-based team. They have, as Kyle Whittingham said, three really good backs. BYU was kind of the same way where they have a couple really strong backs in the backfield, and they were switching it up between Lopini Katoa and Tyler Algier. And then you had the guy who actually led or was second in the game in rushing, which is Jaren Hall. He probably should have been first with that longer touchdown.
Jaren Hall was the problem against – he was the difference. You know, if they don't have Jaren Hall, then maybe they beat San Diego
State. If you're Arizona State against Utah later in the year, do they just watch that film and go, hey, Jaden Daniels – like this is the formula, because Jaden Daniels has had he's had issues with Utah. Utah's kind of figured him out a little bit,
yeah.
And if he could have the type of game that Jaren Hall did, that might be a tough out for Arizona State as well. We've got a lot to still break down when we come back. So what does Utah have to do to focus on? Scott's going to break down a little bit better what Charlie Brewer can break down and do better. Because it was a very different Charlie Brewer game one to game two. I want to know what that difference was and what needs to get better. We'll come back. More to go. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.